It's time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 state for business, Michigan. Contact MichiganBusiness.org today. Well, for years, job hunting over the age of 40 in the youth-obsessed Silicon Valley could prove hazardous to your career. But judging from the experiences of technology workers roaming the country in search of job opportunities elsewhere, ageism is a universal problem in the industry. John Swartz is the San Francisco bureau chief at USA Today. He says age is the silent career killer in the tech industry. John, what have you uncovered?
Well, for years, almost for decades, there has been a thought, actually not even a thought, it's the real life situation in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, where anyone over 35 or even 40 is considered too old and much more difficult to employ. So the idea has always here has been we tend to skew much younger. And the idea was with more tech hubs emerging around the country that maybe if you move to those areas, you might be more employable if you're over 35 or over 40. And that's not really necessarily the case anymore. It's pretty much skewing younger everywhere, which means that it's not just a Bay Area problem. It's an issue around the country.
Mm. Is there actual discrimination happening here, or is this folks who are slightly older saying, you know what, oh, I just don't have that skill set?
I think it's a combination of both. I think for the most part, there is a mindset, especially among people at startups and larger corporations, running the gamut, that they want people who are younger, who are probably more adept as technology changes, who are probably cheaper to hire, and who will put in a ton of hours. They'll put in 18-hour days. They will slavishly work for you. Yeah. But I also think that leads to kind of a benign discrimination where those who can't get the jobs notice it, and their pushback is they're going to file complaints with the state labor commissions, or in some cases they'll file ageism lawsuits. There's one that's been filed against Google. So it's a combination of both, and it's just a self-perpetuating problem that hasn't really been addressed by any company to speak of.
That's fascinating. We're speaking with John Swartz, USA Today, San Francisco bureau chief. His piece is called Ageism is Forcing Many to Look Outside Silicon Valley, but Tech Hubs Offer Little Respite. I was struck by this this guy you profiled, this Pete Dennis.
Yes, so Pete ran a $200 million division in the Bay Area for Hitachi years ago, 30 years ago, and there were some changes there. There were some layoffs, restructuring, so he moved to L.A. to continue to work in tech. Jobs dried up there. He then moved to Arizona, and now he lives in Omaha, Nebraska, where he's from, and everywhere he went, he found really nothing, and at the time now, he's still looking. He sent out hundreds of resumes. He's now working selling signs. It's just so strange or incredible for somebody running a $200 million division to selling signs in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to do if you're one of these middle-aged folks looking for work? Dye your hair, leave out your age on your resume?
One of the things you do is you either get out of the industry or you completely reinvent yourself through retraining, which might lead to another type of job in a non-tech area. I mean, one area I was thinking about, just made me think about this, was if you're in a non-tech or kind of a legacy industry like banking or healthcare, if you have tech skills, you could apply them in those other fields. So you could move into like a bank, work for a bank or for a hospital, since you can't work for the tech company or you can't get a job with the tech company. Or you could start your own company, which is next to impossible, however, because the funding to older CEO types or companies run by executives that are older tends not to be as plentiful.
Thanks, John. John Swartz, San Francisco bureau chief at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.